said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I'm moving.
Lead, kindly light, amid the encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home. Lead thou me on, keep thou my feet, I do not ask to see the distant scene, one step enough for me. That's the famous poem by John Newman. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldst lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I love the garish day, and spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not past years. lead thou me on, one step, enough for me. The journey is long, and every step counts. Journey from body to soul. The journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. The journey of freedom, mind freedom, place freedom, food freedom. The journey from dense grass to light. One step is enough for me. Every day, one new step. Every day, one new realization. And we come to realization that anything that makes me heavy is not for me. I am a being of light. We are energy beings. We just need energy. Anything that blocks my energy is my enemy. It's the journey of energy conservation. It is the journey of energy preservation. And the greatest energy is spent in the process of digestion. 80% of the energy is spent in the process of converting solid into liquids. And no matter what others say, experience tell that when you survive on fresh juices for months together, you come to a point where the mind is so clear. There is no waste. The thoughts are very sharp. Emotions are under control. Mood swings have disappeared. You become soul conscious without your trying it. You get rid of body consciousness even though you might not want to become soul conscious. You will be forced by the powers of the universe to become soul conscious. You may keep crying, I am body, I am body. I want to become body, I am body, I want to remain body. But you can't. This is a miracle. Your desires of the flesh vanish into thin air. Attraction of the body loses its grip and you move on. You know that this is just a milestone still. The journey is far ahead. I am unstoppable. I am a Porsche with no brakes. I am invincible. I win every single game. I don't know what is defeat. I win every single game. I'm so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. I am unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I put my armor on. Show you how strong am I. I put my armor on and show you that I am. It's a lifestyle. It is not about doing something for a few days and giving up. You have to make it a lifestyle. It is just like somebody from the outside world comes and you make him do meditation for 3 days and he's so happy because he has never woken up at Amrit Vela in his life and he did 3 Amrit Vela and he said this was wonderful, beautiful, but after that he never woke up for Amrit Vela and this is a memory for him and whole life he's writing articles. He's telling people that this is a very good thing. You should do it. So it is a thrill for him. He's so excited about those 3 days. They're very nice and everybody should do it. He teaches others. He tells others. The benefits are numerous, immense. But here, that Amrit Vela has not become lifestyle. He's counting it. I have done 10 Amrit Velas and they were perfect. 30 Amrit Velas, 60 Amrit Velas. When it is lifestyle, you don't count. I did a fasting. It was so beautiful experience. I was soul conscious whole day. But your fasting has a starting point and end point. I did a liquid. I was on juices for 3 days. It was a juice fast, they call it. Rather, some people call it feast. So whether fast or feast, but they end it. That is the difference in pranic living and all the fastings that people do in the world. Pranic living has got starting point, no end point. Here, there is a starting point and end point. That is the difference between fasting and pranic living. Pranic living is a lifestyle. And you want to sustain it. It has to be made sustainable. It is not a fad to be tried and given up. It was good. And now what? It's a slow journey. Emotions are so strongly linked with food. When you eat a particular food, it is not that simply you are eating that food. You are reliving the memories associated with that food. The memories of childhood. It is not that you are eating out of hunger. But you are awakening the sanskars of past life. So the journey should be very slow, but unstoppable. We are water system. We are liquid beings. And we don't need anything but liquids. If we take solid, the body has to work hard to convert that solid into liquid. But you cannot just become liquid Aryan suddenly. You have to go slowly. Suddenly from an unhealthy diet, you cannot turn into liquid diet. If you do so, you will suffer from detox symptoms and they would be very strong, so as much as to provide shock to the body. Sudden dizziness, sudden weight loss, increased hunger, falls, head injuries, starvation, dehydration, hospitalization, death. If the mind is not ready, if the mind is not prepared, you need good preparation for this. Slow, gradual preparation. So that's why, at least spend some time. From non-veg, you have turned into veg. Now, from veg to vegan. Some time should be spent on raw vegan and fruits and fruitarian. The journey is from raw veganism to fruitarian. So, keep oscillating between these two. Spend time. Reduce as much processed as possible. B. On fresh juices, organic fruits, vegetable, veggies, sprouts, nuts, as much as possible. And then gradually, your body only will tell you one day that this is becoming heavy now. Body will say, no, no, I can't. You are left with 4-5 things. And then you start making choices. You are left with fruits. You are left with vegetables, you are left with nuts, you are left with seeds. Then gradually you realize the seeds are heavy or sprouts. Only these 5 things you are left with one day. And then gradually you realize something more. But you need to spend time in these. There should be a transition diet. Potatoes, sweet potatoes. Because the greatest problem in this journey is weight loss. You suffer from extreme weight loss and the world becomes your enemy. They will drive you mad. They will force you to go back to cooked. They will show you that how you are going against Srimat. So that is the biggest challenge. So the thing is, you have to maintain weight on the same diet rather than going back to cooked. So these things are, you have to keep these 5-4 things. Fruits, yes. Juices, fruits. Vegetables, green juices, yes. Nuts, nut milk, almond milk, cashew milk, soya milk, coconut water. Coconut milk, sprouts, proteins, sprouts, and then seeds. So be on these 5-6 things for some time, maybe a few years. Don't rush, don't jump. In between you can have, you can divide your week into 1 day fasting, 4 days raw and 2 days cooked to keep balance. Saturday, Sunday, cheating days. Enjoy cooked. Go party. Go for party. Saturday, Sunday. 3 days, 4 days, raw. As much as possible. And 1 day, dry fast. Total fast. This is a good approach. So that you feel satisfied. Otherwise, you will be so unhappy. What is this? Dry grass. Why I am living this life? Oh God, Baba, where are you? I don't want to become healthy. I want to enjoy. Forget all this. So you can have that approach. 2 days of cheating or 1 day of cheating and 4 days of raw and 1 day fasting or another approach. 1 day fasting, dry fast, another day juice fast, 3rd day raw diet, and 1 day cheating with cooked. Then again come to dry fast, again juice fast, again raw, and then cooked. Be slow. You have to love your body. This is a good approach. Rather than saying from today onwards, I will stop all cooked. Don't do that. And suddenly somebody comes and tells you that there is Brahma Bhojan today. Oh, now it is tough. And you see somebody eating something. or you see some picture of food, gone. The journey has to be slow. So, let the transition happen slowly, very slowly. Try to understand your cravings. So, spend some time in raw veganism, then fruitarianism, before you make a jump into liquidarian diet. Liquidarian is just next to, it's one of the important steps before becoming, turning into vegetarian. And liquids are the best things in the world. You love to play with liquids. And liquidarian diet has got four things included in it. What are they? Liquidarian means, first, water, clear liquids. Some people also include tea, coffee, liquids, even cooked. Initial approaches. These are the initial for beginners who have never done before. And if you want to turn liquidarian, so initial four things. First, water. You can have abundant water. Tea, green teas, you can have. Coconut water you can have, or coffee if you want. Then next is your soups. You can have soups, even cooked, but liquids. And in the initial, have thick liquids. Don't go for thin liquids. Thick liquids, densely nutrient filled, packed. Then you have smoothies, lot of smoothies, thick smoothies. This is initial approach. And then fourth, juices, fresh juices, vegetable juices and fruit juices, green juices. For a liquidarian, you can have green juices twice or thrice a week. So this is the tell about liquidarian. But come to the practical approach now. How to begin a liquidarian diet? First thing is mental preparation. Why should I do this? Now let's see some of the benefits of this diet. What happens when you do this? You never feel dehydrated because you are filling your system with so much fluids. So dehydration is not there. One. Second, you don't suffer much from constipation. Third, nutrients are easily absorbed in the body. Your skin, well hydrated, beautiful, healthy. Freshness. Personality change, you become happier. Your mood swings decrease. The hunger pangs, the hunger sensation, it goes away. And so much energetic you feel. Your sleep reduces on its own. You sleep for 2-3 hours at night. You get up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So fresh. And you don't want to sleep again. Even if you try, you don't feel like to sleep. There is no question of any sleep. Because you are subsisting on liquids. They are so easily absorbed in your body. And you have the feeling of fullness all the time. There could be some dangers, like suddenly you feel hungry. Okay, if you feel hungry, drink water. You need to take help of appetite suppressants. What are they? The best thing which you can use during the liquidarian journey is dates. Date syrup. Date syrup. Rather, some people say that in the liquidarian journey, you begin your day with date syrup and you end your day with date syrup. Anytime throughout the day, if you feel hungry, drink date syrup. Dates you have, soak them in the water overnight. Next day, take out the seed, put in the grinder, mix that and sieve that coriander. And the liquid is available, keep it in fridge and use it. Next 48 hours, 72 hours, 1 week or so. So you can create little, not too much. Otherwise you have to keep for a long time. Let it be as fresh as possible. But as I said, it is not always possible to live the ideal life. So you have to take help of some artificial things in the beginning. So this date syrup is a good appetite suppressant. Whenever you feel hungry, have date syrup. Abundant, as much as you want. But if you ask me for the beginning, yes. Begin your day breakfast with date syrup 500 ml. Okay. Then your lunch consists of juices, vegetable juices or fruit juices. In between you can have water or coconut water. Then again your dinner juices. In between you can have date syrup in again ash gourd syrup, ash gourd juice or green juice or any vegetable juice. These all things in between, they will keep you healthy, they will keep you hydrated. Some people include teas, so you can take help of green teas if you want. Herbal teas, green teas, you can experiment with all sort of teas. Hunza teas, so many teas are there. Lemon tea, so many. You just try all these things and see what happens to your body. Because one diet cannot be there for everyone. You have to experiment and come to the conclusion. You can have so many smoothies, different varieties of smoothies. You can have so many soups. Jain soups are available. And then try and then see what happens to your soul conscious stage. What happens to your Amrit Vela? What happens to your cravings, your desires of the mind? Just experiment. And even sometimes if you feel like to go and eat cooked, eat. This is also a part of the journey. Because here we want to make it a lifestyle. We are not doing 2 days detox or 1 day detox. Or seven days detox. No, it's not like that. It's a journey. You are playing with liquids all the time. And then see what happens. And then again, most important thing is conscious eating or drinking. Slowly. Talk with it. Understand the cravings. When you feel intense craving and why you feel that intense craving. So, what all things will happen with this liquid Aryan thing? You will become more effective. Save lot of money. So much time is wasted. Time is wasted in preparation of food. In cleaning utensils. You will feel your kitchen has become so clean. At Amrit Vela, survey your kitchen. And what all the extra things are there, kept there. And donate them. So many things we have kept. Donate. Unnecessary utensils. And your spoons and your jugs and jars. So many extra things are there. You just need few things. The chopping board, a knife, a mixer, a grinder, a good mixer, a good grinder, a juicer, a hand press juicer. These are the things you need. Plates, bowls, spoons, different shapes of spoons, small spoon, big spoon. Water, sun charged water. Keep the water in the glass and let the sun rays fill it all day. So sun charged water. You need very small little things. You will realize that your gas and cylinder, they are just waiting for you. You are all grains. They will be kept like that only. Gradually you can donate your grains and cereals. People need that. So many things you will come to understand. And when these things you try to remove from your house, you come to the conclusion that there are many unnecessary thoughts in my mind. I need to remove these also now. The house cleaning inside. The house should be cleaned within. Gradually you will understand the attraction of the body is also coming down. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, this body is filled, every part is filled with worms. Every part is filled with fragrance in golden age, while in the Kali Yuga, every part of your body, ang, it's filled with worms. What attraction you have for this? So gradually make the shift. Very slowly, one day juice, 2 day juice, 3 day juice. If you are successful, then again 7 days you can try. If you feel like to eat something, eat and then see the result. And then do again for dry, sometimes juice, sometimes liquid, sometimes raw, sometimes vegetables, sometimes greens, sometimes different colors, sometimes mixture, sometimes juices, sometimes date syrup, sometimes tea, sometimes smoothies, sometimes go in the jungle and sleep on the rocks, on the tree. Keep experimenting something or other. And then you realize your body is becoming cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. A time comes when you don't crave for salt anymore. A time comes when you don't crave for condiments anymore. A time comes when you don't want oil anywhere in your body. You don't want oil. You don't want anything which is processed, anything which is cooked. And yet you remain healthy because you have shifted your focus. And there is a mental preparation. You have to plan your recipes. It is not that I am going to do juice fasting. But what you are going to eat, if you don't plan, you will fail. You should have preparation. You should have enough quantity of juice and you have to plan your recipes. What I am going to have in lunch. What I am going to have in dinner. What I am going to have in emergency situations. Sudden hunger. Yeah? Syrups. Yeah, date syrup. You should have date syrup with you all the time. Appetite suppressant. Water is an appetite suppressant. Drink water. Square breathing. Box breathing. Start doing box breathing for 20 minutes. Appetite goes away. Blue plate. That is an appetite suppressant. Blue plates. And acupuncture. Do this. Appetite goes away. This pinna. Like this. Go out for walk. You forget. Stay busy. Most important thing is busy. If you stay busy, you don't have thought of food. If you are free, then you start thinking about food. What I should eat, what I should eat. Stay busy. Create a lifestyle where there is no time anywhere. Start from morning 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. There is no leisure anywhere. No fursat. No, you are not sitting anywhere. You are doing something or other. You have finished your Amrit Vela, then your class, then your exercise, then again your Murli, then immediately again going back to nature, then your Karma Yoga. You have finished that, then your juice. Immediately after juice, if you feel there is a Maya, go away. Go in the garden and do something. Then again your Karma Yoga, evening yoga, and immediately you feel there is a Maya in the room. You should go to your room only for sleep at night. That's it. If you go without purpose, afternoon is dangerous. And night is dangerous. Go out somewhere. I remember for many years, I and one brother, we spent time from 8 o'clock till 9:30 every day in polo ground. Now there is a light. Earlier there was no light. All darkness. So you are lost doing churning of Murli. That boy, the brother would go somewhere. I will go somewhere. And exactly at 9:30 we will gather and come back. Because this was otherwise if you spend this time in room, there is a Maya. There is a Maya everywhere sitting and attacking you. If you are free, you are gone. You have to stay busy. You have to keep, give some work. You cannot say, let me go in my room and read Murli. 10 minutes you will read Murli and then see, oh, what is there in kitchen, what is there to eat. There's a great Maya. So best time to spend, go to your room only for sleeping. That's it at night. 3 hours, 4 hours, that's it. Rest of the time, spend in nature. Nature, is less Maya. Room is more Maya. So, it's a journey. Journey of health, journey of detox, journey of soul consciousness, journey of super sensuous bliss. Baba said in today's Murli, be soul conscious. Dehi Abhimani Ashariri Bhava. Two places. Ashariri Bhava. Be soul conscious. Dehi Abhimani. Be soul conscious. Only if you are soul conscious, you can experience super sensuous bliss. You can have intoxication, nasha. If you want to understand this Murli, you should be on liquids. Very difficult to understand this because Murli is liquid, flow, it's flux. These are vibrations. This is flow. This is not solid. This is flow. Your mind also should be flow. In flux. So, today is the second day. Last 7 days, liquids. So, today is the second day of the liquids. If you could not do yesterday, try to do it today. Juices, vegetable juices, soups, smoothies, coconut water. And if at all you feel like to eat something, dry fruits, soaked ones. But those who have come here from outside, it's difficult. Yes, but I know, and I know many foreigners who come here, when they come to Madhuban, they bring mixer and everything with them. They are like that people. With full preparation. Without preparation, you fail. So you should mind, you have to prepare yourself what I should have. In emergency situations, you can have ready-made date syrup also available. Lions mixed with jaggery. Jaggery you can use is a transition diet. Jaggery. Lemon water transition diet. This coconut, potato is a transition diet. Poha is a transition diet. Make abundant use of honey. It's a transition diet. It is a sweetener. If you want to eat something sweet, have honey with you. So all these things, stevia or maple syrup, many things. You should have all these things. Powders, different powders. Or oats, transition diet. Corn, transition diet. You can use corn, oats or your seeds, flax seeds. This is a chia seeds, flax seeds, sunflower seeds, all seeds. Transition diets, groundnuts, it's a transition diet. So you take help of all this. A day comes when you realize I don't need this, that time give up. But before that, use everything. Try everything. And even if you can't do now keep start a planning. Once I go to my place, how will I do? That much you can do here. Make a planning, mental preparation. So that once you reach that place, the kitchen is in your pocket. You do everything that time. So, liquids in, solid out. Solid is heavy. It takes a lot of energy. Our body otherwise also converts solid into liquids. So, why not to give liquids? Less energy. Other energy will be used for churning of Murli. The energy will be used for concentration, for karma yoga, for creativity. The energy will be used for your higher powers, higher potential. Extra time you have, so much time you can. Otherwise, so much time goes in eating, digesting and then eliminating. Spending time in bathroom, 1 hour, 2 hour. Still nothing happens. Constipation, international disorder. Everybody suffers from constipation in this world. Constipated body and constipated mind. There is only one medicine for constipation. There are only two methods to get rid of constipation, really speaking. One, green juices and second, enemas. That's it. There are hundreds of medications in the world, but these are the only two methods. Have a lot of green juices. Your colon will get, small bowel will get clear. And by enemas, your large intestine. So enemas for large intestine, green juices for small intestine. These are the only two methods. Use them a lot. And fasting for both. Dry fasting. It's the most powerful. The greatest medicine on this planet Earth is only one. Supreme medicine. If you suffer from any disease, there is only one medicine. And that is fasting. Langhanam Param Aushadam. Param means highest, supreme. Param Aushadam. It is the greatest medication. Langhanam But you must learn the technique first. Rational fasting, rational method. Huh? Yeah. So supreme means highest. Parama aushadam. Langanam. That is langanam. That is fasting is the greatest medicine. Don't eat nor drink. And then see. The body is suffering from something. It will start healing. There is a tumor. It will melt away. Miraculous healing will happen. Okay. Om Shri.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakka tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel.
Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.